Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh-Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we continue our discussion of potential passages from the Yellow Wallpaper. This is my last one from the Yellow Wallpaper. As soon as it was moonlight and that poor thing began to crawl and shake the pattern, I got up and ran to help her. I pulled and she shook. I shook and she pulled. And before morning, we had peeled off yards of that paper. I love this. It's like she's fully identifying. She's, you know, well, I shouldn't say fully. She sees herself as helping this woman. She hasn't fully identified yet to realize that she is the woman, right? Spoiler alert, you know, but I just, there's something about the imagery and the physicalness of this passage. Crawl, shake, pulled and shook and pulled and peeled off yards of that paper. That paper, not the paper, mm-hmm. That paper. I love it.
Yeah, this to me would be a top tier one.
Yeah, I think we got three top tiers out of mine.
We do. Yeah. And again, I think there's so many interesting visuals we could have with the peeling of the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, we could get paper art.
I know.
Ooh.
Mixed media. Yeah.
Okay. My quotes.
Yes.
If a physician of high standing and one's own husband assures friends and relatives that there is really nothing the matter with one but temporary nervous depression, a slight hysterical tendency, what is one to do? So I take phosphates or phosphites, whichever it is, and tonics and journeys and air and exercise, and I am absolutely forbidden to work until I am well again. Personally, I disagree with their ideas. Yeah. So I loved this because I think that it opens a lot of possibilities with how do we treat mental illness back then, but also today.
Yeah.
The fact that she doesn't understand the treatment, you know, it's not fully something she consents to because she doesn't even know if it's phosphates or phosphites.
Right. She didn't even care, you know, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to her whichever it is. You know, mm-hmm. Tonics and journeys, air and exercise, blah, 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 blah. You know, she might as well just be saying, it's like Charlie Brown, blah, 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 blah. You know? Yeah, I love that one too. That's a great, and that's a little more concrete about the mm-hmm. Dichotomy within this, the conflict within this short story. It really is, you know, the whole thing is a metaphor for this like conflict she has with her husband and the powers that be, if you will, in a patriarchal culture, and how they see women and hysteria and, you know, something like writing, you know, is bad. You know, the powers that be, her husband doesn't want her to exercise her creativity, right, through writing. So there's this tamping down of the female, you know, the creative female, that's very, you know, obvious in this passage and would take us lots of places.
Mm-hmm. I'm still going to put it second tier, and here's why. Because what really makes this short story so unique is that discussion of the wallpaper and the woman.
Yeah.
So even though I love this passage, I feel like this is part of it. It doesn't represent the piece as a whole.
Right. But I feel like this type of passage is what we would be using to talk about the wallpaper, whatever sure. standalone passage we do. You know, this is context, right? This is context for some of the other passages that we
Absolutely.
Love. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And my next quote, I think, is going to go under the same category. It's something that I think leads to the discussion, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's probably the one we want. Mm-hmm. John doesn't know how much I really suffer. He knows there is no reason to suffer, and that satisfies him. It is getting to be a great effort for me to think straight. Just this nervous weakness, I suppose. So the really part that stood out to me is he knows there is no reason to suffer, mm-hmm. and that satisfies, because that's, that so goes into, if you don't have depression, it's so easy to say, like, what are you depressed about? What are you
snap
anxious
out
about?
Of it? Yeah. Think why are you positive? Feeling this? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a very condescending attitude toward that he is exhibiting towards her feelings, invalidating her feelings. And I personally think that, you know, we could discuss it, you know, the general attitude of invalidating someone else's feelings, mm-hmm. especially when they're talking about something that we now categorize as mental illness or depression or something that, you know, is affecting their emotional fit and therefore physical health, you know, there's a long history of invalidating that in general, let mm-hmm. alone in terms of females experiencing mm-hmm. anything other than what men deem is appropriate and right and all that. So, right. So this is just this nervous weakness, I suppose. That last line says it all. She's been written off as having nervous weakness. We know mm-hmm. that's not true. She's a creative soul who's being imprisoned creatively, right? So,
right. Yeah. This powerful. I feel this and the one right before it, we've got to do a podcast mm-hmm. on, you know, like our women believe, we know, like even now women have a harder time getting things like painkillers mm-hmm. from doctors than men
yep.
do.
Yep.
So,
and I think, you know, again, I hate to always go back to, you know, elements of abusive relationships, but the experience of women in abusive relationships, that being invalidated about how you feel is very hard to explain sometimes to people who haven't experienced that, because if someone has basically made you feel like your own feelings are invalid, and I mean literally not true, you know, invalid, it is very hard to stand up for yourself. And this woman is living that. She's in a room with a hideous wallpaper that she feels is a prison, because she can't, there's no way in her culture, in her time period, in her relationship with her husband, who's a doctor, to be able to say, hey, asshole, I have real feelings and I need to write. I need to be creative. Let me be. I mean, she can't say those words, right? So I feel like this is a very powerful passage that we can use in context, you know, in our podcast discussions.
My next selection was one's very similar to one of yours. Okay. I'm talking about the nobody could climb through that pattern. It strangled. Yeah. So the next quote I had, but I must, capital letters, say what I feel and think in some way. It is such a relief, but the effort is getting to be greater than the relief.
Ooh, powerful, powerful. The effort to create is more work, harder, more effort than actually getting that release, right? That's mm-hmm. amazing. That's a great quote. Again, you know, we will probably use that somehow, even if it's not our standalone passage.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's quite enough in it to be the standalone, but mm-hmm. but I love it.
Yeah, it speaks on so many levels to so much of what we want to talk about.
Oh, and the next quote was just a smaller version of one we've done before. Yeah, you know, there's things in the paper. Nobody's going to know.
Yeah.
And that one we've already discussed. We've already discussed that one. Let me delete all these because we've already done them. Okay. It looks like we've gotten to the end of mine.
All right. Wow. We made progress. Whew.
Great.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion of our 2021 NICE project.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.